This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How to give zakat on the wealth that you accumulate through salaries or whatever income that you have? Is there isn't zakat on it? The answer for this is yes, if the amount of money that you possess for more than a year will be more than the actual nisab. And nisab, it's the amount of money that if you possess or you hold for a whole year, you have to give 2.5% of it. What that amount of money, is it a fixed amount? No, it varies because it is based on a gold price. So whatever is equal to 85 grams of gold will be the nisab. So you will go and check in the day that you're going to give the zakat, how much the gram of gold is worth. And you will do a simple calculation. Let's say it is $100. So you'll basically, that means 85 times 100. So that will be the nisab. If you possess that amount of money, that means you have to give zakat. If the amount of money that you have is less than that amount, there is no zakat on you. And how can you do that? Because as you know, we get income like in a monthly basis. So how would you figure out if that amount, I held it for more than a year or not? Al-ulama rahimahumullah have two ways. The first one, which is the most common one, and that's what is recommended by most of the fatwa counselings and the muftis over the Muslim world, which is you choose one day in the year, and that will be your zakat day. Let's assume it is Ramadan 20th. And speaking of which, by the way, the year, it is according to the lunar calendar, not the Gregorian calendar. So, because if you're going to do it according to the lunar calendar, it will be 2.5. But if you're going to go with the Gregorian calendar, it will be 2.57. Because as you know, it is more days in the Gregorian calendar versus the lunar calendar. Going back to the point, so this is the day of your zakat and Ramadan, let's say 20th, and you will give zakat on that day. You will see how much you have in your account at that day. You have $20,000. So you will give zakat on that amount of money, the $20,000 that you have. And that will be the zakat of the year. So you might say, Sheikh, but I just deposited $5,000 maybe last month. I didn't have it for a year, I know. But the ulama said that the extra will be sadaqah. Because it's became almost impossible to keep track of every income and how much it will remain in your account. There is another way, which is if you want to be like very kind of tight with your zakat, you will look as to the last 12 statements and you will see what is the least amount of money that was in your account. So 1 month you have 5,000, 1 month you have 20, 100,000, but that 5,000 was the least amount that you had. So that means that you possess the 5,000 for the whole entire year, and that will be the base for your zakat. You might say, but your Sheikh, until next year, maybe the 10,000 that I have, which is extra five, I possess it for a whole year and I didn't give zakat for it. I know that, but basically it will be something that you will give it next year, even if it's a little bit late. I prefer the first one. It's the most common one. But I believe also the second one is acceptable. So that's how you will figure out how to give the zakat in your salaries or the wealth that you accumulate over the year.